I think so. As I said before, I was been working pretty hard these past, a couple months, and it really looks like it's paying off. So, you know, I really felt good physically during the match. You know, I'm glad I didn't start cramping up or anything like that. So, I'm happy with the way it went, and obviously I'm really happy with the result.
What was going through your mind is that 5-4 game when Coco was up at the net and it looked like she was going to win that point and you kind of made that save? I mean, what are you thinking at that point?
I was just thinking, get to that ball. That's it. I was just thinking, I got to get to it, and that's all.
And it seemed like Coco was upset with some of the calls made. It also seemed like you were upset with some of the calls made as well. Did that affect you at all, or?
I wasn't that upset about the calls, just because I can understand the situation. You know, like it's pretty dark inside. You know, and we're not outdoors. You know, the sun isn't shining where you can see the lines clearly. So. And, I mean, we both hit the ball pretty fast, so I can understand where the mistakes would come from. But, you know, obviously it's really hard to deal with obvious errors when the match is that close. So, I mean, when it went my way, I mean, I was happy, you know. I mean, because obviously, you know, it's if I get an opportunity like that, I'll take it. But, you know, when it was going against me, of course I was getting angry and upset, but. What can you do?
You guys had a tight match at College Park in the semis against Madison. What are you going to have to do to beat Madison?
Hopefully I can just stay physically as fit as I've been and, you know, be ready for tomorrow again. And hopefully it'll just be a good match. And I think I just need to play consistently. And that's all I can do, really.
Speaking of College Park, when I last saw you play 4 months ago, you physically look different. So what regimen are you on specifically?
As I said, I've been working with the USTA out in New York, and they're doing some pretty hardcore fitness with us there, to be honest. It was a hellish couple of weeks. I mean, it was about 5 weeks of our preseason training, and I'm really glad that I could go through it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Helped you today.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Had you ever played a match that did not have a tie break in the third set? Have you ever had experience before?
You know what? I think no. I think that was the first time. Or maybe I've had to play matches that, you know, I've had the third set, you know, without a tiebreaker, but. I actually haven't gotten past the stage where we would have to go past the tiebreaker, so it was interesting. I mean, I think that may have worked for my, you know, in my favor, because in a tiebreaker the situation is tighter, and I don't know. I kind of like that. I wish we could do that all the time.
How do you turn all that toughness on and off? I mean, you're a really fierce competitor out there, and then. You're as nice a person as can be off the court. How can you do that?
You can't imagine how many times I've heard people say that, you know. I don't know. I just, on the court is on the court and off the court is off the court. And I think that, I'm really glad that my fellow players understand that. I think we understand that about each other. And we don't hold it against each other. We're just, it's our job, you know. It's what we're fighting for. That's how I make my living, to survive. So it really is just a survival instinct that kicks in, I think. And then off the court, I'm just relaxed.
You've played main draw in doubles at Australia, at the Australian Open?
No, only US Open I've only played main draw.
Great.
The slam.
Good luck tomorrow. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.